a business out of it, then what, if our code does not define that,
well, then that would go back though, like he's saying, like, you go back to the fire chief, and is it, you got your little green tag or blue tag or whatever it is, that he would have to re-inspect it to make it a resident.
Okay, so, well, that's not necessarily true, because when the hotel across the bridge sold.
Did you look up Norrell Dean?
What was it called, the Rebel Inn or whatever?
N-O-R.
Rio Damian.
L.
When it sold, we didn't require them, to my knowledge, they were not required to do anything different, they just said, this is our residence.
They still rent rooms.
Yeah, but she was already living in it, it was residence before.
No, it was a hotel before.
It was a bed and breakfast.
They, well, yeah, but they still had it as a business. Now it's, remember, because we had the argument about the sheds.
She didn't build that house to be a hotel or B&B, it was a house before it was anything.
I get it, I'm just saying, like, what can we legally do, and we have to follow our codes when it comes to the legal side, saying it's a residence or not a residence. So if our code doesn't stipulate that they have to do certain things to make something a res, I think we need to change our code to nothing on Main Street.
87 East Main.
That's designated, like Kohl's. Kohl's should not be able to ever be a residence, right? That's what I'm saying, is we've got to follow our code, or else we open ourselves up for a lawsuit. And if our code doesn't say that they had to do something specifically to become a residence, then that's what they're going to fall back.
They have been paying.
Yeah, so they are commercial too. They're defined in here as commercial too. That's how they're being charged, and commercial sewer. So that is a commercial business. It's a commercial residence. Yeah, they have been being charged, and they're
up to date.
They're being charged and they're paying their bill.
So I live at the wrong address.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So now we have to move forward with our code.
So that was my mistake.
To figure out how to put a lien on that property. Because that's the only enforcement we have. And I think this is an example of why we need to beef up our code on this kind of stuff.
It's the IRA method. Dad, did you eat all those?
I'm trying, yes.
You're not going to go to sleep?
No. I haven't had dinner.
You're going to be up till 2 a.m.
This is dinner.
Mm-hmm. We found it, and they're up to date.
Yeah. I looked at the wrong address.
Steph got us all hyped up.
Okay, so
It's not listed under my best, it's listed under Norrell Dean.
So, Deb, my opinion is regardless of what the sheriff's office does, we need to start following our codes. We need to start issuing whatever citations, whatever warnings, whatever we have to, to move forward with putting a lien on that property.
All right.
And whatever we do with the sheriff's department, we need to keep, we need to be the greasy wheel or the squeaky wheel of them, because when this originated, Crowley kind of put it on us that we weren't doing anything, and that's why they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was kind of got lost there. Where if we keep saying hey, you know.
Yep. And I will keep track of all the communications, all the times that I call, or all the times that I email, or all the times that I text.
Yeah.
Because I've got Sheriff Tucker's and Crowley's numbers. So I can keep records of that and just do that. Okay. It's already, I did
it. Okay, I'm just like, oh, we're almost to the hour again.
That's just the journey.
Okay.
Hey.
That's all I have regarding old business. We don't have a work meeting scheduled, unless you guys need a work meeting.
Yeah, I need to go to an executive session. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay. All right. No closed session tonight. I really don't have anything to report on the
other stuff.
So
can you make something up?
A motion to adjourn is what you're asking for?
So I am looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. That is uncontestable. We are adjourned.
Well, you should have done that 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
a novel idea.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier.
What a novel idea.
I'm not tired.
Yeah, been a rough week.
You got new hair, Jessica?
Softball?
You got new hair?
Softball or?
Lack thereof.
What?
I said the lack thereof.
Oh, they have the ads.
No, they played today. My daughter's been really sick.
Oh, has she?
They were primary. Lots of stuff just on there, but there's just on that.
Or butter, right?
I want to do something that's not this prematurely.